What got you into hockey?
Brother played growing up. Dad probably got me playing early and just fell in love with it, I'm sure, from the first time I was on the ice. But since I was young, in Canada, we go on the ice when we're three or four. And I don't know, my parents were very, they gave up a lot of their time to get me to all my practices when I was younger and all that stuff, and owe them everything for sure.
So it was a family thing?
Yeah, I guess so. My everyone in my family really grew up playing, so my dad was a baseball player, but didn't really play baseball. I played lacrosse in the summer and then hockey in the winter.
So you had a couple of sports where you were scoring goals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what point do you kind of realize that this is what you want to do as a career?
I played lacrosse and hockey very seriously when I was growing up, and then I guess I kind of got to an age where I decided between the two, and hockey was always my number one passion overall, I guess, and it was a couple of years before my OHL draft year, and kind of just said, this is what I'm going to do, so I stopped playing lacrosse and really just focused on hockey there.
And I was actually interested about that. How's something like an OHL draft work? You find scouts actually looking for you in the same way that they look at you when you're going to the
it's,
NHL draft?
It's kind of like the NHL draft, minor midget it's called. We're 14, 15 years old, I think. And Canada, we play probably about 50 games in that year, lots of tournaments and stuff. So there's always scouts around the arenas, stuff like that. And I was fortunate enough to get picked by a great team in Guelph and played 4 years there before I came here, and never looked back, I guess.
Yeah, what was your time like with the Storm?
It was great. Played with some great players, have some great friends there now, especially Michael Latta. Played there 4 years with him, basically. So some friendships that will last a lifetime for sure.
So Latta was there?
Yeah, Latta was there for three and a half years. So we played together since we were about 16, 17 years old. Yeah.
I actually never knew.
Yeah.
So you end up coming to Milwaukee. Talk about being an Admiral.
Yeah, came after my fourth year in junior. That was great, good experience with Lane Lambert. We went pretty far that year in the playoffs. I think we lost game 7 in round 2. That was a great experience, and then that really ramped me up for my 20-year-old year, which was definitely a learning experience from the start. I had to learn a lot about the defense part of the game from junior, and something I'm still building on nowadays, but it's been great since then, really.
And what have you thought of the city?
Love the city. It's awesome. There's always something to do. It's nice around this time when the weather starts getting nice for sure, but it's fun. There's always something to do.
I can't get through a single interview without interview Bob.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you can't. I'm so, probably due for half of them.
Why does everyone call you Gretzky?
No, don't get into that.
No, everyone calls you Gretzky.
I get the puck a lot behind the net, I guess, and I try and make plays from there a lot, and I don't know. I guess it's stuck around.
And actually, go into another question. Are there any kind of influences, players you grew up kind of idolizing? Gretzky?
No, Lemieux was my favorite player growing up for sure. I wore 66 up until I was like probably 14 years old. I guess him more than anything. And then look up to players like, I guess, kind of like Shane Doan kind of thing. He's a big, big player, makes plays, gets to the net. Power forward kind of player, and that's really who I try and focus the game around a little bit.
And at the start of the season, you end up coming down here. Any kind of sour grapes that you didn't end up staying with Nashville out of camp?
I don't know. I thought I played well at the end of last year. More than happy to be here. I think I've developed my most game all around this year. I think this has been the most important year. Dean gives me the freedom to play, and he's been absolutely great with me in every situation, and I've developed into a two-way player, I'd like to say, and it's been great being here, and hopefully be up in Nashville soon.
And talk about some of the changes to your game. Has defense really been the thing that you pride yourself most on learning?
Yeah, the penalty kill, being two-way responsible, penalty kill is really something I focused on, because whatever I have to do to get to the NHL is what I'm prepared to do. Whether I have to penalty kill, be a fourth line grinder, score, whatever I have to do. So I just want to have a well-rounded game so I can be there soon.
know, something a bit different. Funniest story that you can bring up from your time with Milwaukee?
Funny. I don't know. I don't know on the top of my head. With the team that we have this year, it's just hilarious. When we get together, it's always a good time. We got a bunch of young guys. We have fun every single day. There's never a bad day coming to the rink. Fordo's especially. He's loose. He's a great captain. So he's always guys doing stuff around town. And just overall, it's all fun.
And then you, speaking of captains, you recently actually wore an A on the front of your jersey down here.
Yeah, Fordo was out, so Dean gave me an opportunity and really take a lot of responsibility in that, try and be a leader by lead by example in the way I play every day, hopefully. I like to have fun, but when it comes to game time, I like to lead by example. And I don't know, we'll see.
And is this team, I mean, everyone seems to be getting healthy, you get guys like Sissons, Yarncrook back. Is this team perfectly set for a good playoff run?
Yeah.
Like everything's coming together at the perfect time, right?
Yeah, this is by far the best team that I've played on since I've been here. We got everything. We have four really good deep lines. We got great defense that can shut their top players down and get the forwards the puck. They get pucks on net, but we had a good penalty kill, two great power plays, and I'm really looking forward to it, excited for the playoff run we got.